Good morning. This is Send 7 World News in 7 minutes. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Today is Friday, the 19th of May, 2023. Starting in Asia today. In Japan, leaders of the G7 countries are meeting this weekend in the city of Hiroshima. United States President Joe Biden arrived yesterday and held talks with Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Kishida and Biden agreed that Russia must be held accountable for its invasion of Ukraine.
We stand up for shared values, including supporting brave people of Ukraine as they defend their sovereign territory and holding Russia accountable for its new aggression.
The G7 is expected to announce new sanctions on Russia this weekend, including on shipping, aircraft, and diamonds. Japan is expected to suggest a new treaty against the use of nuclear weapons. Hiroshima was the first place that a nuclear weapon was used in war when the United States dropped a bomb in 1945. In Pakistan, former Prime Minister Imran Khan has been accused of hiding terrorists at his home in Lahore by police. Khadija Tahir reports.
Imran Khan, Pakistan's former Prime Minister, is in a tense standoff with Lahore police, who have accused him of harboring terrorists. Khan has only left his residence once since his release from custody, fearing rearrest. Despite officials' claims that Khan is protecting terrorists, no raid has been carried out, and Khan denies their presence. He continues to criticize the government and military establishment, expressing concern for Pakistan's future.
Africa. Ghana will receive a €3 billion loan from the International Monetary Fund. The money will be given to Ghana over 3 years in order to help stabilize the economy. Ghana's inflation rate reached 50% in January, but is now coming down. Malawi will allow children to go to school with dreadlocks, hair which is matted or braided together. Dreadlocks had previously been banned across most of Malawi's education system, but the High Court has said that this cannot continue. It is expected that about 1,200 children from the Rastafari community will now go to school. In South Africa, fast food chain KFC has denied stealing the idea for a new dish. Romeo Malepe says that he tried to make a partnership with KFC to sell his chicken sandwich called Kota, which is now being sold at KFC in South Africa. KFC say that the Kota was already a popular South African dish. America's. In the United States, the state of Montana has become the first state to totally ban TikTok. From January, TikTok will be removed from Google and Apple app stores. Some states and institutions had banned TikTok on work devices before, but this is the first time that TikTok has been banned for the general public. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte has said that the ban is to protect personal and private data from the Chinese Communist Party. TikTok denies giving information to China. In Colombia, President Gustavo Petro has apologized for saying that 4 children had been found alive 2 weeks after a plane crashed in the jungle. 2 weeks ago, a plane crashed in the Amazon rainforest. The bodies of 3 adults were found. However, 4 children who were known to be in the plane were not found. Pedro tweeted on Wednesday that they had been rescued. However, he later deleted the tweet and said that he wasn't sure whether they had been found. Europe. In Ukraine, Russia launched missiles at the capital Kyiv yesterday morning. No injuries were reported in Kyiv. However, in the southern city of Odessa, one person was killed and two were injured by a Russian missile. This week, Russian forces have continued to take small amounts of territory in the eastern city of Bakhmut. However, Ukrainian forces have recaptured land both north and south of Bakhmut. The United States has said that one of the Patriot air defense missile systems that it delivered to Ukraine has been damaged, but not destroyed, as Russia had claimed. Ukraine has damaged a railway line in the occupied region of Crimea. In France, a man has said that he witnessed the execution of 47 German soldiers in 1944. Edmond Réveil, who is 98, was part of the French resistance, which fought against the Nazi occupation of France in World War II. French and German authorities are planning to dig to search for evidence of the executions. In Italy, floods have continued to worsen in the northern Emilia-Romagna region. 13 people are now reported to have died in floods and landslides, and 20,000 people have been left homeless. And also in Italy, the skeletons of two people have been found at the archaeological site of Pompeii. The skeletons are believed to be from two men in their 50s who were killed in the year 79 when the volcano Vesuvius erupted. Pompeii has been a site for excavations for over 200 years, and over 1,000 bodies have been found. However, these men are the first to be found in 3 years. That's your world news for this week. Please subscribe to Simple English News Daily in your podcast app. If you enjoy this podcast, you can become a supporter and have access to the transcripts of every episode at send7.org. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Have an excellent weekend, and I will see you on Monday.